Adam, Adam, wake up. I hear voices.
It's just the trees, Eve.
Good morning, Spruce Tree.
Good morning, Tree of Knowledge. You have a good weekend?
Oh, you know, just hung out by the primordial ooze, drank some beers. The trees talk?
They talk, all right. They just don't have anything to say.
More than a few beers, to be honest. Yeah, we made a stack a mile high, if you can believe that.
I can. We don't move.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Another prehistorical epoch. Another big old bag of crap, am I right?
You said it, buddy.
It doesn't concern us. Just come back to sleep.
Hey, did you hear about the tiger?
The one hiding behind those humans?
Adam!
Oh no, that's a lamb now. They changed the name to lamb on Tuesday.
Oh, so what's a tiger now?
Oh, now a tiger is going to be the big scary cat monster. Yeah, they're phasing out all the adjectives.
Why would they do that? I think for certain animals, adjectives are very important.
I know. You know, I'm not going to try to catch the big scary cat monster by the tail. I can tell you that much.
No way.
You know, if you ask me, those guys over in naming need to get their act together. That's just what I believe.
Definitely.
Adam, that's your department.
But I hear that a certain person in that department may not be a problem much longer.
Oh?
Yeah, because the tagger is, and I am going to lower my voice now so the humans can't hear, because the tagger is on the prowl for a certain person's position.
Adam, are you hearing this?
Shh, I'm trying to hear.
Oh, indeed?
Indeed. And I hear the big guy might just be amenable to a little corporate restructure.
But the big scary cat monster...
A tiger.
Right. The tiger can't run naming. You need thumbs to work the label maker.
Well, the word at the water cooler...
The ice caps.
Right, the ice caps is that God's going to give the tiger tentacles. Yeah, like a displacer beast.
Do you remember when we were ruled by displacer beast? Those were good times.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, have you heard about this?
God hasn't mentioned anything.
Well, he should certainly do better with them than the human anyhow. I mean, God gave man one tentacle. And do you know what he does with it?
No, what?
He just sticks it into his female.
Oh my God, really?
I know, scandalous, isn't it? Told me that was what it was for!
I thought it was.
You mean he never uses it to do the really awesome thing?
I don't think he even knows about the really awesome thing.
What's the really awesome thing?
I thought that was the really awesome thing.
So, what does he do with his vermiform appendix?
Virtually nothing! Can you believe that?
Adam, find out what the really awesome thing is!
Okay. Hey! Tree of Knowledge!
Huh?
What are you babbling about?
Adam! Oh, I was not just talking about you, not at all.
What's the really awesome thing I can do with my junk?
Heavens, wow, that is... quite a way to start a conversation.
This is uncomfortable. I'm gonna make like a tree and nope. Still can't move.
Listen, I am sorry, but I am not at liberty to divulge that information at this time. You will have to wait for the garden-wide memo.
Listen here, tree. Either you tell me or else.
Or else what?
I'll rip off a tiny piece of your bark.
Not my forebark! That's the bit that makes the really awesome thing super crazy enjoyable!
Tell me!
I can't. I don't know, okay? I was just trying to look like a big tree in front of my friends. Please don't scar me.
There's no awesome thing?
There's no awesome thing.
My penis is as awesome as it gets.
Awesomer. And you're totally using it correctly.
Oh, yeah, right! I want to know what the thing is!
Dude, just be a bro.
Okay, I won't touch you, but you better stop running your mouth.
I will. Thank you so much.
Psst! Spruce, I made them believe that I don't know what the really awesome thing is, but I totally do.
That's it, I'm ripping off his fruit. No, I curse you and all of your progeny!
A roller coaster of wine.
Okay, so I was able to catch a bit of that.
Only the ass end of the roller coaster.
The ass end of the roller coaster of wine.
When they take your picture, where your teeth are
just stained,
and
your poor choices are just. Right there on display for everyone else in the park to see.
You're looking at that girl across the room and you're like, yeah, she's looking at me. Must be sexy town. That's why she's sexy looking at town. Me. Not because I'm grinning like a doofus.
Yeah.
With my wine-stained teeth.
No, I mean, I always enjoy those pictures, though.
The roller coaster ones?
Roller coaster pictures. Not
the
drunk guy pictures. Both. They're kind of the same.
It's a similar category.
Yeah,
there's a connection there.
You're trying to experience life to the fullest in both, I feel.
Yeah, one used to have more appeal, and now the other one has more appeal.
Yes. Like, I used to be like, roller coasters is where it's at.
No, I was going to say, I used to be like, I want to get drunk. Yeah, I was a drunk little kid. And my parents kept taking pictures of me. But children behave like drunk people.
They do. That's what makes them tolerable.
Yeah.
Like,
because they behave like drunkards?
Well, if you can just tell yourself, that guy's probably drunk. Like, so I'll accept that behavior.
Yeah, because what does it say about us that we find drunkards to be the most acceptable company that we can keep?
Well, I just want people to have, like, reason. Like, I need to be able to understand, oh, he's doing that because he's drunk. Because I've been drunk, so I'm like, well, I can relate to that.
I do wonder why people do things.
Yes. The show is Unstoppable Failure. I'm AJ Schrader.
I'm Aldon Schrader.
And
I felt the need to lean into my mic a little bit when I said my name for some reason.
We just fillet the mic.
With my name.
With my name.
Aldon.
Get it on you.
Oh, get that. Let that roll around inside of you.
Yeah, let it. Oh, we've been making a lot of dick jokes today.
Sunday.
Yeah, the day of dick jokes.
Yeah, and on the seventh day he rested to make dick jokes. And it was good.
God. Just calling the angels over. Guys.
That's what the angels were for originally. Yeah.
They were just a dick joke.
He just needed an audience.
Making all these dick jokes, nobody's here for the glory of God.
And then Satan got tired of the dick jokes, and he said he took it too far. Though
he did,
he wanted to make jokes about other kinds of genitalia, maybe kinds of genitalia that didn't even exist at that time. God just wanted to keep it to the two types,
the two,
yeah,
the man and the woman,
maybe a third. I'm going to say a third.
You're going to say there was a third?
No, I'm going to say that God... I just want to make it clear that I think that God accepts everyone.
Oh, yes.
And, you know...
I agree.
You know, yeah.
I really thought you were going to say...
So for the third gender that does exist in our world, I want to make it clear that I'm not saying that God doesn't accept them, because I thoroughly believe that God does.
I thought you were making a point before that, which is the point you made. Excellent point. But I thought you were going to go on the route of... He wanted to be able to, like... Make jokes about all genitalia.
So he came up with new stuff?
Yeah, he was like, well, these dick jokes are going pretty good. And I haven't grown tired of the vagina jokes yet, but I feel like I'm going to need something. I don't want this to get stale. Let's toss out this crazy mix-up.
I bet you that was what circumcision was about. He had exhausted his dick jokes in the uncircumcised area. And so he said, well, just cut a little off the top and we'll see what I can come up with.
We were like, God, aren't you going to run out of uncircumcised dick jokes? Oh, I got a plan. You guys, I work in mysterious ways. I've got a whole slew of jokes that won't make sense until I demand a covenant that requires someone to cut up the tip of their penis.
God, you fancy, you trickster.
We're going to take a break.
You can feel that. Yeah, that we should have taken a break like a few seconds, like
just
right before.
Just a minute before.
I decided to call God a trickster.
You tried to make a Loki reference that was just like.
No, I was going there.
Yeah, it was. All right, but now we're actually taking a break.
Okay, bye.
Love you all.
Okay, so I want to talk about working in an office.
Oh, that is a topic.
Which is a new
experience for you.
That I've been experiencing this last month.
Yeah.
And it's pretty It's bad.
Yeah,
it's
no,
bad
out it's, there. It's
bad in there.
It's why the show The Office was made.
Yeah, that catacomb, that labyrinth. They have a nice office in the show The Office.
Oh, they do. No,
it's a nice open place.
Yeah, well, when one of the things about The Office, too, is when they first started the American Office, like, everybody looked like an office worker, like, more so.
Yeah.
And then by the second season, they let them put on all their makeup. Like, they're like, Americans
yeah,
don't want to.
And they could afford personal trainers.
Yeah. And, you
maybe
know, they
slim down a little bit.
Make people have better lighting and stuff. But no, an office is a miserable place to be.
Yeah, that's the important thing to talk about. How horrible life is for the common person in the developed world.
Yes.
Wow. How horrible does that sound to say? Our lives in the developed world where we have all this food
God.
And comfort
yeah.
is, oh, it's excruciating.
It's so bad to have to work in front of a computer,
yeah.
which would cost your village.
But we shouldn't laugh at that. But there's a... No, it's horrible. The worst part of it about it for me is just listening into everyone else's conversations.
Oh, yeah. No, that's awful.
Yeah. I mean, I normally obviously don't converse with them myself.
But it makes you just like
really
shake
bad.
Violently.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, just stop being stupid. Yeah. Just stop.
When someone's going on, there's like a guy beside me who's actually like cool to work with. Like
yeah.
he's the cooler. He's one of the coolest people at my job that to work with. Like he kind of like tries to. I work as kind of like an assistant for a group mm-hmm. of people who are above me. And so he's one of the guys that tries to take care of himself, doesn't ask for a lot from me.
Good.
So I like that about him, but yeah. He gets a lot of people coming to his cubicle, and then I just find out what this guy's life is like.
Oh, yeah, because they just talk.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to fill some sort of void.
Well, yeah, they've spent so long there.
Yeah.
They kind of have to get comfortable, I guess.
I don't want to make friends because I'll feel like I will have accepted my fate.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah. The business lunches are some of the worst stuff.
Yeah, I always claim to have something. The thing I hate is meetings.
Yeah,
because they never. I'm not a big enough person at the office for it ever to make
There's
sense
no
for me
reason
to be there.
For me to be there at
yeah.
all.
I'm
absolutely
it's
none.
Taking away time that I could
like
actually produce something
that.
For the company. Yeah.
I'm sure they do, that there's no reason for me to be there, but they still wait for me. Like, I got called into a meeting on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, I was really hoping that I was going to get fired. Because he called me up because like, he scheduled it. It was like a last-minute schedule
uh-huh.
meeting, so it was like a sudden thing. It was some sort of corporate restructuring. Like, even the people who are way above me, who like... are making like a good living off
yeah.
of this company. They didn't even have a reason to care about this meeting.
Yeah, most meetings,
the
there's
boss
like
of my bosses,
two people
yeah.
that should be there.
Yeah, so he calls us all in and tells us, just so you guys know, I'm getting another boss.
Yeah,
this guy who's a
something
like,
that
no
an email could say.
Yeah,
if you felt people actually needed to know it,
you do get the email. Then they send an email afterwards. Like, I wanted to tell you guys before the email went out.
I want to put that personal touch
that there's going to be a corporate restructuring, and it involves me. It involves me, this person said by name, and one other person whose name I cannot say. Like, obviously,
just an ominous...
someone's getting like fired or something,
or Voldemort's
or
joining
moved.
The company.
Yeah, whose name I cannot say, but who will be mentioned in the email. The email will be more informative.
I don't
want to
steal the email's thunder because it takes that sort of thing pretty hard.
But then sure enough, when the email came out, you know, I listened to these people and they're acting like it's some
a
sort
big
of
deal that
yeah,
shocks
deal.
People.
Oh, I didn't know he.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy?
That,
what?
He's getting promoted.
I had no idea it involved him. That was actually how they talked about it. They still weren't using the guy's name, so I still have no idea
who
was the guy who the first guy could have talked about.
Maybe he was a former employee or something.
Actually, I don't even... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was someone who was just, like, moving to a different... I don't know.
Yeah, or...
It's indecipherable.
No, I just... I sit there and shake and... Like, the last 20 minutes of work, I just stare. Like, I can't... I can't even function. Like, I just stare. Sometimes I will just go to the bathroom for 20 minutes and just sit... So that I don't have to hear anyone else. And I just, like... And that's a happy time for me. Like,
yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, when people start talking about politics at work, it's
oh, that's awful. Yeah.
And you have to hear their opinions.
Yeah, no. I mean, people will tell me, people will talk about what a great President Reagan was or something. Yeah. And,
I don't know if that's, obviously, because maybe we're more liberally slanted.
We are.
The Republicans that we overhear annoy us more.
Probably.
The guy next to me is a gun nut.
Ah.
Is, like, and he's getting into guns, like, as a, like, a recreational activity. And apparently it's like him. They have a whole gun club at this office that I'm working at now. Oh. And it makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it should. It should. You don't generally want to hear the person in the cube next to you
has a gun and like talking about like, oh, I just got a new Glock. I just got, you know.
Yeah, I just got a weapon that has no purpose. And then
one name, one gun name that I can't even talk about.
We're going to take a break.
That's the really scary part. Goodbye.
moving day, a tra la la la, moving day, and knock, 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 hey, hey, hey.
Hi. What's up?
They're moving me to the cube next door, so I figured I'd introduce myself, George.
Oh, hi, I'm Jim.
I already know that from your nameplate, Jim. Why don't you tell me who you are inside? I want to know your innermost feelings.
What?
Oh, I got you. I totally got you. Don't worry, bro. I'm not one of those artsy-fartsy types.
What do the arts have to do with personal questions?
You're weird, Jim. Listen, I'm going to have some people over in a little bit. That's not a problem for you, right?
People over to your cubicle?
Yeah, a little cube warming. You can stop by if you want. I just wanted to give you a heads up before this side of the floor gets rocking.
Okay.
Catch you on the flip. Beep, bop, boop, boop, beep. Hey, Jim, does your phone sound like a robot when you press it too? Is this like a south end of the floor thing?
No, you're just making noises.
No, I wasn't. My phone sounds like a robot. Boop, bop, beep, 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 boop. What up, Brian? Ha! Heck yeah, I moved this morning. Probably got about a solid 2 hours till the help desk comes sets up the comp.
More like a helpless desk.
Oh! Oh, shit. Oh, dude. They are more like the helpless desk.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna use that one. Anyways, you gotta come check out the new space.
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right, see you in a bit.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim! Do you know Brian?
Not really.
Oh, well, he's coming over to kill some time while I wait for the helpless desk. Did I slip that by you? I said, helpless desk.
Oh, Jesus.
Because they're not much help, right?
Yes, I heard Brian tell you that.
Are you the office eavesdropper, Jim?
You had the phone on speaker.
No. Must be these loud robot phones. Boop, boop, beep, boop. Oh, man.
Oh, hey, dude. This is the new space?
Sure is. What you think, Bri?
Oh, I like it. Yeah, yeah. Which side you thinking of putting the computer on?
I'm thinking up against that wall. That way no one can scope my happenings. Yeah. Lots of busybodies on this side of the floor. Like Jim over there.
I wasn't being a busybody.
Hey, Brian, check this out.
Oh, nice. That's a sweet gun, dude.
Thanks, bro. Just had to bring it in and show it off.
Did you just say you have a gun?
Jim, if you want to be part of the conversation, you have to join the cube warming party. Otherwise, I won't hear you. So, as I was saying, Brian, there's no way anyone can pose a danger to this office anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, if Obama starts trying to impose some taxation without representation, now we can defend ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. Excuse me, you really shouldn't have a gun in the office.
Jesus, Brian. Isn't it a shame when people eavesdrop on other people's conversations, even though the conversation is taking place in their own personal space?
Yeah, it totally is. Hey, is that full auto?
Appears to be.
What the fuck? A gun in the office?
Jim, we didn't fire a gun in the office. Now please stop eavesdropping on our personal conversation and my personal cube space.
I just heard you fire the gun.
That was my loud robot phone. I'm calling people to come over to my cube warming party. Boop. Hey, Matt. Party in my cube while I wait on the helpless desk to hook up to my computer. We'll have to keep it down, though. My new cube neighbor likes to listen in.
What's all the noise over here?
Oh, thank God, Mr. Connor. I think George is firing a gun off in his cube.
Damn. And here I was hoping it was another of George's famous cube warming parties.
Cube party's over here, Mr. Connor. You know, if that's what you're looking for. Can't be sure, though, because I don't listen to other people's conversations when they're in their own personal cube space.
But Mr. Connor, he has a gun!
I seriously doubt that, Jim. And even if he did, he's keeping it in his own personal cube space. And maybe you should mind your own business. Hey, George, is that a cheese tray and a super sweet gun I see?
It sure is, Mr. Connor. How would you like to have butt sex with a gun while eating cheese?
Well, I do believe I would like that very much.
What?
Hop up on that desk.
Careful with the trigger.
Don't worry, it's not like I'm the helpless desk.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, Jim. Yeah, that, yeah.
Oh, boy, that is rich. Almost as rich as my asshole is about to feel with that fat gun way up inside me.
You're taking it good, Mr. Connor.
Thank you, George.
Yeah, that's good. Ride that gun. Ride that steely gun.
This is not okay.
Jim, I told you, you can either join the conversation and be part of the office community or mind your own business.
Yeah, Jim, you should join the party. Your loner tendencies have been making for a very uneasy work environment for everyone else.
Hey guys, I brought the donkey and syringes!
Yay! Yay! AIDS donkeys!
Yeah, I'm not going to be participating.
Then just ignore it! Seriously, Jim, what part of personal cube space have you been unable to grasp?
How do you seriously expect me to ignore an AIDS-ridden donkey show / gun sodomy cheese party happening in the cube right next to me?
Ever hear of headphones?
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba.
Little dog blue and the man.
Little dog.
Well, I got a little breathy.
What did I do with my wine? God damn it, I hate when I leave my wine somewhere. Alright, I'm gonna go get my wine.
Feeling it's just gonna get his wine.
Roller coaster
of wine.
Roller coaster.
Wine.
This is delicious wine.
It is.
I'm done with my wine.
You are.
I'm done with my wine.
Okay, so we're back. You know what I want to talk about?
What?
Wine is good. It stays good. It's consistently good.
Yeah.
No argument from either of us there.
So, I agree.
So we can move on. So
wine is good.
What did Alton learn today?
Do you like red wine or white wine better?
Oh, I like red wine better.
Oh.
What do you like?
I like white wine, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's just more refreshing.
It is. Yeah, but I don't normally go for wine when I'm parched. Like.
Oh, I do. I'm frequently very dehydrated. It's not really a good idea.
Going for wine?
Yeah.
No, I enjoy it as, you know, an experience. I'm old enough now that wine is an experience. Yeah, I'm in a wine club, so there's that.
Okay, what did we learn?
What did we learn?
What did you learn?
You got to show me, Al.
Yeah. No, I was setting that up, and then I was planning to speak more.
Good.
I just, you know, just... Let's start this over.
We're nailing it. No, this is rolling.
I'll call it a mulligan.
No, no mulligans.
What's an audible in football?
An audible is when the quarterback just does whatever he wants, I think.
Oh, okay.
Like, in the moment.
Oh.
But I'm not sure. It's like, what's audible to the rest of the team, that's what they'll do.
Oh, that makes sense.
That was made up, so.
I think it's true.
I think it could be.
I'm AJ, not gonna... I think you learned that I'm probably going to be shot and killed at my office.
That's sad, Al.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty sad.
I mean, as far as waiters to go, dying in the office wouldn't be my first choice. I think that...
What would be your first choice place to die?
First place choice to die?
Yeah.
roller coaster of one.
God. You set yourself up so well for that.
You weren't quick enough.
I wasn't going to spike it down. I was like, I'm in my head right now.
No, I actually only thought of it because I was thinking of like places people often cite as fun places to do die? Something. Oh. No, to do something. And I was like, roller coaster. And then it just came organically.
It was good.
Like the wine.
It was really good.
You know,
good.
Actually, I think I like red wine better, too.
Yeah, I knew you did.
I don't know who I'm
from. You're a liar.
Well, there's more texture. There's more going on with red wine.
Yeah. God made it that way.
The red wine is good. And I like a white wine just to mix things up. Because, like, if everybody's at the table getting red wine, I'm like, I go with white.
Well, in the summer, I'll prefer white wine.
Yeah.
But I really prefer beer in the summer. I really go beer to red wine.
Really?
Yeah.
I like beer in the winter better.
It depends on the type of beer. I'll like, you know, a dark beer I like in the winter.
No, here, I think I like beer better on the transitional seasons. The
in the fall?
The
oh, yeah. Beer is a fall. Like
I like spring. Beer the best. And then wine I like in the winter. Red wine in the winter. Then some white wine in the summer.
You know what I think you learned, Al?
What?
Wine stops you from learning. That's...
From learning?
Yeah.
Because we talk too much about wine?
We talked... Every time I tried to say something about what you learned, I got interrupted with wine talk.
Well... Okay, what do you have? Lay it on.
No, that's what you learned
no,
now.
I feel
that's,
bad.
No, I don't think it was a poor choice. I think it was
anything.
Much more interesting than what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I don't really know. I was going to say something about how obsessed with his own junk God is, but we don't even know what sort of junk he has. And I think you learned that there's all sorts of junk out there, and junk never stops being funny, no matter what it is.
Well, that was pretty good.
Well, I wasn't planning on saying that. That just happened because of the wine that we had more time to get in me. We're unstoppable failure.
Goodbye.